The World Food Program has suspended emergency food distributions in the Somali capital after government troops stormed a United Nations compound and detained the local chief of operations. Idris Osman was in charge of WFP efforts to help feed tens of thousands in Mogadishu. He is now being held in a cell near Mogadishu's presidential palace after Somali government security forces seized him yesterday. WFP spokesperson Peter Smirden told us the latest about the unfolding crisis.
Two World Food Programme staff spoke to Mr. Osman by telephone today. He says he's not been hurt, but he had received no explanation as to why he was being detained. Yesterday, WFP sent clothes and water that we were told would be given to him. Yesterday, when he was detained, we suspended the distribution in Mogadishu that had started on Monday and the loading of WFP food from our warehouses. We also closed our offices in Mogadishu and sent our 9 remaining staff home for their own safety, because obviously if armed men are going to storm a UN compound contrary to international law and detain one staff member, we have no guarantee or no assurances that it won't happen again. So they have gone home for their safety. And until Mr. Osman is released and we receive some explanation as to why he was taken, it is difficult for us to carry out our work in Mogadishu.